And so we want to turn to Philippians chapter 2. I want to take a look at Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5. It says here, for your fellowship, Philippians 2, I'm in 1. So let's go to 2:5. Let you this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so I want to take a look at another scripture or another rendering. I believe it's from the Amplified. It says, let this same attitude, Paul's saying here, let this same attitude and purpose in humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. So let him be your example in humility. But again, remember, we want to kind of focus on our attitude. But I thought about, as we look at the word just real quickly, the word humility. And what are some attributes, you might say, of humility? Well, one, humility is the quality of being modest and respectful. So are we modest? When we talk about modest, a lot of times we talk about, you know, the way we dress. But is it just the way we dress? It could be our attitude, right? The way we conduct ourselves. All right? The way we conduct ourselves. And respectful is the way we act. Are we being respectful in every way? You know, you interact with people at school. You interact with people at work. You interact with people at places of businesses. You interact with people when you go to the store. How about within the four walls of your home? Are we being respectful in every interaction that we have? I want you to think about that. Are we being respectful in every interaction that we have? And sometimes that's hard, especially when somebody's pushing our buttons.
Right.
Do you ever get your buttons pushed? Huh? I know there's probably everybody in here, you never get your buttons pushed, do you? But are we being respectful? When we are getting our buttons pushed, are we being respectful? You know, I think about young people. We're called. We're called as Christians to be different. We're called to be different. But if we are going out into the world and we have the same reactions that the world has, what makes us any different? What makes us any different? Especially, you know, when we're tried and when those buttons are being pushed, are we being respectful? Are we being, what do you want to say, is our reaction different than what maybe somebody of the world would have? Again, I'm just thinking about, again, we're talking about our attitude. Talking about our attitude. Another attribute of humility, it involves recognizing and accepting one's limitations and imperfections. So, a person that's humble or has humility, are we recognizing? You know, we interact with people that maybe don't have the same abilities that we do. Maybe they have limitations. We have limitations. We have limitations. There are just some things that I can't do. But recognizing those limitations, but also having respect for those people that may have limitations or maybe aren't, how about maybe just aren't like us? How, let's see, what is it? Is it one of the Dr. Seuss books about the yellow-bellied sneeches? Have you ever read that book about the yellow-bellied sneeches? You need to read about yellow-bellied sneeches because they're not like us. Right? Don't be like the yellow-bellied sneetches. How about humility is being humble individuals that prioritizes other people's needs and perspectives over their own? I want you to consider something. Now, again, we're talking about our attitude. But as we recognize, you know, everybody has different perspectives. And I think, didn't you do a lesson here not too awful long ago about perspective? And I was looking at something the other day, and it was this gentleman had a ball. You had one person standing over here, and you had one person standing over here. Well, this one side of the ball was white, this other side of the ball was black. And this professor was asking, okay, what color is this ball? Well, this guy says it's black. And he's adamant that the ball is black. Well, on the other side, this guy's saying this ball is white. And he is adamant that this ball is white. Well, what is it? It's perspective. They're looking at it from a different perspective. Yes, on the one side it's black, and on the other side it's white. Turn the ball around, now they see this perspective of the other person. And so, young people, how is our attitude towards other people that have a different perspective? They're looking, maybe we're seeing a situation, but we're looking at it from a different perspective. How is our attitude toward that person? You know, people may be going through situations, again, we're all traveling through this life together, but depending on the perspective that they're seeing things, they may have a different opinion than we do. And we need to respect their opinions, right? But again, humility is prioritizing their needs over ours. Humility is prioritizing their perspectives over our own. Remember, we're called to be servants. Not only servants to those that are lost and dying, but how about those of us in our youth group? Are we prioritizing other people's needs, our peers' needs, over others or over our own needs? Or are we recognizing maybe their perspectives that are a little bit different than ours? Are we prioritizing those perspectives over ours? Come on, young people. Let's, again, I just want us to think. It all has to do with our attitude. How is our attitude?
Right.
And remember Paul saying here, again, let this attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Also, having humility fosters open-mindedness and a willingness to learn from others. You know what? There are people that I can learn from in this room tonight. I can learn from all of you as far as that goes. I can learn from every single one of you. Are you having the same attitude? I can learn from Sister Josie back here. Or I can learn from Brother Traylon over here.
Right, absolutely.
Or I can learn from Brother CJ over here. Or I can learn from Sister Cadence over here. I can learn from each and every one of you. Are we willing to take a step back and say, you know what? I want to learn from you. I want to learn something from you. And we can do that. But we have to have the right attitude, correct?
Right.
We have to have that mind of humility. And so as we go on tonight, let's talk a little bit more about our attitude. So how is our attitude as a Christian? Is our attitude any different from those that we associate with out in the world? You know, there are some people that we come across. Their attitude, it absolutely, for the lack of a better term, it stinks. Some people just have a stinky attitude. How about our attitude? I know when we go to work, when I go to work in the morning, you know, I try to walk into work with a smile on my face. And everyone that I come in contact with, I'll say good morning, Eric, or I'll say good morning, Timmy, or I'll say good morning to, you know, whoever that I come across. And sometimes if I have a moment, I'll say, Mikey, one of the guys that worked there, he was kind of limping the other day. And I said, Mikey, you're limping. I said, what happened? But you know, it causes them to stop. I listen to what they, you know, what they have to say. And that shows them that I care. But how's our attitude when you go to school, when you go to work, even around the house? Do you have a good attitude or do you have a stinky attitude? How is our attitude? Remember Paul saying, let the same attitude. We need to have the same attitude as Christ. And I'm sure there were days. Do you think Christ woke up with a headache? What'd you think about that? He was human, right? So we can't go into work and say, well, I'm grumpy and I've got a bad attitude because I've got a headache. Or I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Now, I don't know if you can only get out one side of the bed. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But anyway, according to Merriam-Webster, the word attitude means an internal position or feeling with regard to something else. So again, in other words, we can use the synonyms of our disposition, our feeling, our mood, our opinion, our sentiment, our temper, our tone, our perspective, our frame of mind, our outlook, our view, our morale. How is your attitude indicator? You know, again, this was the definition of that I just read. But how's our attitude indicator tonight? So when you get into a plane, there's all kinds of instruments on this panel. But you do have an attitude indicator. All right? Now, this is what you call your artificial horizon. And this attitude, this is where you're flying level, but if you go up this way, that means that you have a nose-up attitude. If you go down below that, you have a nose-down attitude. Or it tells you how many degrees that your wings are off level this way. It's called your attitude indicator. So if you're at, let's say that you have a nose up attitude, well, that means you're climbing, right? But a nose down attitude means that you're going downward. Now, if you're going in a downward, if you're nose down, let's say, for instance, that you're nose down and you're traveling that way for an extended period of time. What do you think is going to happen? You're going to hit the ground. You're going to crash. All right? You're going to crash. Now, I was actually in a real flight simulator a while back. I couldn't keep that plane in the air for anything. Evidently, my artificial horizon, I was off or something. I don't know what the deal was. But I couldn't keep the plane in the air. I kept crashing. So you don't want me flying an airplane. But the plane's attitude directly affects the plane. Directly affects the plane. So what do you think it does for our attitude? It directly affects us. It affects everything about us. Do Do we have an attitude indicator that evaluates our performance? I believe the Holy Spirit does that, right? If we listen to the Holy Spirit, He'll tell us what our attitude is, and He'll be honest with us.
True.
He'll be honest with us. But does our attitude achieve the desirable results? You know, sometimes it's because of our attitude, the results that we want to achieve aren't as desirable as it ought to be. Would you agree with that? A lot of times it's because of our attitude. You know, maybe we want a particular result in a particular situation because of our attitude, maybe it's a nose-down attitude, we don't achieve the results that we want to achieve. A lot of times, you know, there's times when we meet with the youth. There's times when I was teaching school, and I would say that every day, or maybe even after a youth meeting, or maybe after we're done here, or maybe after a church service, maybe I'm teaching Sunday school. I'll just use me as far as this, or my interactions at work. Even during the work day, you know, I evaluate my interactions with people. Was my attitude right? Do I have my right attitude toward, you know, there are just some people that just kind of grate you the wrong way. All right? And there's a person at work, he just kind of rubs me the wrong way. But how's my attitude toward him?
Right.
How's my attitude toward him? Do I have the same attitude toward him as I do everybody else? Or, like I said, my interactions. How about at home? How's our attitude toward our parents? How's our attitude toward our siblings? How's our attitude toward the things of God when they're preached? How's our attitude toward the people that we go to school with? How's our attitude toward our peers here in the youth group? Again, remember, it's our attitude. It's our attitude. Our attitude, the result that we get is dependent a lot on our attitude. What kind of attitude do we have?
Right.
So again, I like to reflect on interactions. You know, at the end of the day, how was my interaction, or how was my attitude toward my wife? I like to think about that. Again, maybe I had an interaction with a coworker that I just didn't quite agree with. How was my attitude? Maybe my boss, when I don't agree with what I'm being asked to do. There's just some things at 60 years old, I don't want to be crawling around on the floor anymore. But there are some jobs that I just have to do that. But I tell you what, sometimes I want to wrinkle my nose and go like, you've got to be kidding me. But I do my job. And I try to do my best with the right attitude. When something at home gets broken or it breaks, it seems like it's just been one thing after another. Tree falls on the house. Kind of arguing with the insurance company a little bit. They're a little stingy right now. And then I go and I push the button to open the overhead door. The overhead door comes up about this far and stops. So I bring it back down again. I think, well, maybe something happened. So I do that 3 or 4 times. I get out, go in the garage, and I look. The springs broke on the garage door. It just seems like it's just one little thing after another. But what's my attitude? I'm not going to get a desirable result if I have a bad attitude. And again, I could disagree with the insurance company, but what's my attitude through all this?
Right.
What's my attitude through all this? And so I'm hoping that young people, you see that again, our attitude, again, has a direct correlation with the results that we get in any given interaction or any given day. Sometimes I come away from that time of reflection not feeling so good about myself. Have you ever sat down and reflected on something, maybe an interaction, and you just didn't feel too good about yourself? Why? Because maybe you had the wrong attitude. Maybe you handled it the wrong way. Maybe it was just, it was not good. Let's just put it that way. It just was not a good situation, not a good interaction. Maybe it was something in that conversation we couldn't agree on. But again, it all comes down to, what was my attitude? What was my attitude? Sometimes we come away from that time of reflection again, not feeling so good. So what do? We reevaluate. Where could I have done better? You know what? Young people, we're going to have bad interactions. But it's what we do, what we learn from that bad interaction is what counts. It's what counts. So we reevaluate. And what do? We strive to do better the next time. We strive to do better the next time. We pray. We ask God to help us. Help me in my interactions with people. Help me in my interactions with my parents. Help me with my interactions with my boss or whoever it might be. So how do you evaluate your attitude tonight? Or how do you rate your attitude? A lot of times, you'll see polls or you'll see satisfaction, type things. You know, like we went to the Olive Garden, they want to know how their service was. You go to some other place, how was our service? How do you rate your attitude tonight? How do you rate your attitude tonight? Could you rate it never better? Or maybe you rate it, it's never been worse. Or how about, is your attitude nose high or is your attitude nose down? How about if your name was brought up in a conversation? I think about this. I always want to have a good report, whether it's among the people of God or I want to have a good report among the people that I interact with on a daily basis out in the world. Wherever I go, whether it's the person at the checkout counter, whether it's the person at the restaurant, whoever it might be. But if your name was brought up in a conversation, would it be said that you have a great attitude? Or would it be said of you, that person has a really stinky attitude? Remember, young people, we need to have the same attitude as Christ, right?
Right.
And again, I think we mentioned this, I don't know, it was recently. Have you ever thought about it in a particular situation? Have you ever stopped to think just for a minute, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this situation? Sometimes we're busy doing this, right? But if we ever stop to think for a second, what would Jesus do in this situation? Would he have this kind of attitude? Or what would his attitude be in this situation? Remember, we're trying to help us tonight. And I tell you what, this is something that we deal with all the time, is our attitude. Our attitude. I think about young people. You know, Jesus he was born right here on this earth. He grew up as a child. And he needed to be in submission to his parents as well, right? Even though that he was the Son of God, he still had to be in submission to his earthly parents. And I'm sure that there were some interactions. What would Jesus do in his interactions with his parents? I only saw really one interaction with his parents that we really read of any detail in the Bible, and that was when he was back in the temple, right? And his parents go back after him. But in that discussion, he said, well, shouldn't that be about my father's business? But I'm sure that there was more discussion beyond that. All right? There was probably more discussion beyond that. But in your interactions with your parents, young people, you only have one set of them. You only have one set of them. And what is your attitude toward your parents? Attitude living, like attitude flying, dictates our performance. In the working world, all are judged by our performance. Brother Miller, when he goes to work, he's judged by his performance. There's other people here. Brother Ben, we just talked about this in our senior youth Bible study. He had his evaluation on Friday, I believe. And so his pay, whether he keeps his job, is based on his performance. It's performance based. Brother Landon, he's going to be very soon I guess you could call him a veterinarian. But the point being is, his business is going to be, as far as how well it's going to thrive, is going to be based on his performance.
Right.
And so out in the working world, we are judged on our performance. If we do not perform, what happens? We're looking for another job. We're looking for another profession. We're looking for somewhere else to go. And so, in all reality, we as Christians are judged on our performance. We're judged on how we perform. And so, what is our attitude? What is our attitude tonight? Again, you know, we're about to get into, we're together numerous times a week as it is, Sunday school class, youth meetings. But we're going to be together a lot more. We've got grad parties coming up. We've got camp meetings coming up. And we're going to have a lot of opportunities to be together. How is our attitude toward each other? How do we treat one another? Again, remember, we're judged on our performance. We're judged on our attitude, young people. So how is our attitude toward one another tonight? Do we treat one another with respect? Do we respect each other's differences? Do we respect each other's perspectives? Again, remember, like I said, we all are looking at life sometimes through a different lens or through a different perspective. Do we put ourselves... You've heard the old saying, you know, we don't know what they're going through until we walk a mile in their shoes, right? Have we ever considered what it would be like to walk a mile in another person's shoes? Where are they coming from? What perspective or what lens are they looking at life through? It matters. It matters. But what is our attitude tonight? What is our attitude? Our attitude matters. Our attitude matters. And so tonight, again, we all have to deal with it every single day. What is our attitude? And so, again, all we're doing is we're bringing these thoughts to help us evaluate where we're at. To help us evaluate where we're at and what our attitude is, and if need be, cause us to look at ourselves and evaluate where we're at. And is there anything that we can do better? And I think that we all can do better. We all can, what do you want to say, work on our attitude in a little greater way. And so tonight, how is our attitude? Do we have a nose up attitude? Do we have a nose down attitude? Because remember, if we go in a nose down attitude for a long period of time, what's going to happen? We crash. We crash. And so how's our attitude tonight?